This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow, absolutely massive breaking news. Thanks to Toby for the update. The Commanders are trading for Laremy Tunsil, one of the best tackles in the National Football League, a star on the left side, a five-time Pro Bowler, began his career in Miami, has been a mainstay with the Houston Texans, very durable guy, has played the full season two of the last 3 years, missed three games last season in 2023, but he's made three straight Pro Bowls, five of the last 6 years. He's played in 125 games. He's 30 years old. He's entering his 10th season. Laremy Tunsil, who was drafted way back in 2016, 13th overall. He was actually supposed to go way earlier than he did.
Gas mask bit.
Yeah, he was the guy that got screwed over by the gas mask video. Would have been a top three, top five pick. But this is one of the best tackles in the league. I've got chills as I'm mentioning this here on the air. Adam Peters,
yes,
taking a gigantic swing. He's got a left tackle, means they can kick Brandon Coleman over to the right side, or they can play Brandon Coleman inside at guard. But you got your young quarterback, you're protecting his blind side, and this offensive line just got a hell of a lot better.
Holy crap. So we don't know the terms yet. Houston gets a draft pick haul of some kind. I don't know how they're going to do it. They're up against the salary cap, so Houston has to make moves like this. I did not anticipate this, quite frankly. Left tackles who are excellent do not become available. So this one just did. I cannot believe this. I didn't see this coming. I never saw anything. No rumor mill, no even like fake fan account that said this might be possible.
I'll say,
holy
this for
crap,
Peters
dude.
In Washington, they don't wow. really do leaking.
Yeah.
You know, that here are the terms from the Commanders to the Texans: a second and fourth rounder next year to the Texans, plus a third rounder this year.
So this year's third, second and fourth next year. I would set a record for how fast I sign up for that. Oh, hell yeah.
The Commanders will also be getting a fourth-round pick back from the Texans. Now, I wonder if that's this year or next year. I'd have to imagine it's probably next year.
So the next year would be a fourth-round swap then, because Washington's sending a fourth-rounder next year.
Possibly, unless it's this year's fourth-round pick. He did not specify, but this is Ian Rappaport saying Washington is sending a two next year and a four and a three, excuse me, a two and a four next year, but the third round pick this year to the Texans for Laremy Tunsil, the starting left tackle. We have said, Danny, they've got to find a way to upgrade this offensive line. One of the paths to doing that was to get better on the left tackle spot, to improve from Brandon Coleman, who gave up a lot of pressures and sacks as a rookie. Now, I was on record as saying I would just roll with Coleman because I didn't think there was a left tackle on the market. It was a pretty bleak market. You normally cannot trade for standout left tackles. It doesn't really happen. But Washington was able to find a dance partner. Now, by trading a third-round pick for him, it means that now you've got pick 29 in the first round, pick 29 in the second round, which is 61 overall, and then pick 207, 238, and 250. So they're now down to just five draft picks and only two before the sixth round. Because that third round pick that they got from Miami at 79 presumably is the pick going for Laremy Tunsil.
So, but they're solving needs with those picks. It's just, you know, not the way we're used to doing it, right? You're used to using that pick on a young player who then you sign to that four-year deal with a fifth-round option and blah, blah, blah. This is a, we're using that third-round pick on a Pro Bowl left tackle. We're using the fifth-round pick on, you know, weapon Deebo Samuel. We used last year's third and fourth and whatever the other terms were for hopefully an upgraded quarterback in Marshawn Lattimore. So they are filling out the roster. They're looking at voids and looking at under sort of valued commodities to use the currency at their disposal, whether that's salary cap money, whether it's draft picks. Because there was a time, remember, not that long ago, where people were treating draft picks like they were solid gold. Like you couldn't possibly part with any draft pick just because it was such a commodity. And then the Rams are going, well, everybody's overvaluing them. We'll just say bleep those picks and go, you know, stars and scrubs and win a Super Bowl. Now it's kind of balancing back out a little bit. They're using the means at their disposal to capitalize on their window right now. They just got a lot better, dude. Like, I did not see that coming at all. You just said it, the versatility of having Coleman, either now you upgrade a left guard massively, maybe you kick Coleman to the right side, maybe Wiley's still on the roster as the right guard while Sam Cosmi gets himself healthy. You've got options now because you just got your most talented, best offensive lineman, with all due respect to those other guys, now at left tackle, the most important spot. Maximizing and protecting Jaden Daniels is mission number one for me, and it looks like it's important to them too. Hell yes.
So I need to know if this fourth round pick is for this year or next year, which is not to say, by the way, that I really care necessarily in terms of you know, making the trade worth it or not, because the trade is absolutely worth it to me regardless, if we're being honest. But I need to know, just for my own clarification of like how to feel about this year's draft, because if the fourth round pick is next year, then again, they're down to a 1, 2, 6, and 2/7, 5 picks this year. If they have a fourth round pick, it does make you feel a little bit different, because now you could trade back from 29, get 2 or 3 picks in the second or the third round or whatever, and then have multiple 2s, a 3, a 4. It looks very, very different all of a sudden with a trade back, whereas without that fourth rounder, no matter what, almost, it's going to be pretty bleak in the early going. But look, I am never going to fault a executive for going out and taking big swings. I'm never going to get upset at Adam Peters for adding super talent. You know, this is one of the better left tackles in the league. This is one of the better players at one of the most important positions in all of football. Okay, this is a 5-time Pro Bowl, 30-year-old stud who's got years left at a high level. But also, let's stop saying it's all about draft picks, it's all about the draft. No, you're in win-now mode pretty clearly.
Yeah.
You went and got Deebo for a year. You have now paid a bunch of money to a defensive tackle who you think is going to be pretty good the next couple of seasons, and you're going to get a 30-year-old left tackle and moving off of the plan, which was the guy that you had just drafted in Brandon Coleman, yeah? So I say all that to say, man, A, I love this, and B, I want to know about this fourth round pick.
Looks like cap numbers 2025, $21.3 million with $10 million guaranteed. Next year it's not guaranteed, but still a bargain, 21.3 for, imagine going in free agency and trying to sign a Laremy Tunsil. So it would be north of 30, and it probably might end up being there if they end up extending him, wanting a new contract.
So there's only 2 years left at 42 mil?
Only 2 years left at 42.6 mil.
That's ridiculous.
That's precisely.
I don't know anything, so I shouldn't say this. I've never talked to the guy. He'd be insane if he's not looking for an extension. Now, also, why would the Texans have traded him if he doesn't want an extension? I would have to imagine he wants to get paid.
So I think so. They know they can't. I mean, they're up against it now. I think they're $4 million under the cap as it stands right now today before a flurry of activity. That's according to over the cap. So they're freeing up about $14 million of cap space in real time this year. They have to eat a little bit for this season. But going forward, they're already looking ahead to Stroud extensions, to being able to kind of improve the ball club. After they went last year, feeding frenzy style, to try to add some pieces in their kind of win now mode, right? And they sort of, I would say, underachieved a little bit given expectations. We're still fine, won a playoff game and the like, but they're kind of, I think, clearing the deck for what might have to happen going forward. And they realize we can't do a mega extension. It's not like I've talked to a Houston Texan, but I think they realize we can't do a mega extension to keep Tunsil happy going into the last year of his deal with guaranteed money. We can't pay him 32 or whatever the hell it's going to take to keep him happy, to keep him here, and still build the rest of the roster. So they moved on, and Washington, for 2 years as it stands, my bet is they'll extend him at some point. They're getting him basically for what one of these guards just got in free agency. Yes.
I mean, this is, though, this is a neck out move if you're Peters.
Yeah.
Just because of the amount that they're giving up. A 2, a 3, and a 4 ain't nothing. I mean, that's a lot of draft capital. That's your Trey Hendrickson draft, you know, trade. Like, if you would have told me an hour ago they're about to trade a 2, a 3, and a 4 for somebody, I would have said, holy shnikes, they're getting Trey Hendrickson. A 2, a 3, and a 4 is a lot to give up for a 30-year-old left tackle who's got 2 years left on his deal. My guess is you extend him, and I'm quite sure that they feel like they've got their franchise left tackle for the next several years. So to not give up a first-round pick and to do that, eye of the beholder, no problem. But there's someone else sitting somewhere that goes, man, 3 picks, a 2nd, a 3rd, and a 4th for a 30-year-old offensive lineman. It's one of those things where he's got to play well. If he plays like a bookend stalwart, standout left tackle, nobody will ever have an issue with what you just gave up. But if you start to show a little age, not everyone's Trent Williams playing until they're 35, 36 at the same level, then all of a sudden, if you're Adam Peters, when you take swings like this, you just open yourself up. And I love that he's not afraid to. I love it.
Albert Breer, 18 seconds ago, said the following. The Texans are trading 5-time Pro Bowl left tackle Laremy Tunsil and a 2025 4th-round pick to the Commanders for a 2025 3rd- and 7th-round pick, a 2026 2nd- and 4th-rounders, sources confirm. So, to recap, that's next year's 2nd and 4th. This year, it's a 3rd and 7th. And Houston's sending back Laremy Tunsil and a 2025 4th. So Washington picks up a 4th this year, gives up a 3rd and 7th in this year's draft, and a 2nd and 4th in the 26th draft.
Got it. So then to clarify this year's class, so they have one of the 2 7ths. So now they have a 1, a 2, a 4 from Houston.
Yes.
1 6th and 1 7th. And they're down to 5 draft picks.
Correct.
800-636-1067. You want to react? Marty's in Alexandria. How about that for a blockbuster, Marty?
Yeah, once they called it, I went right online, and I saw the actual trade. So I was just going to tell you what it was, but you guys already beat me to it. Honestly, I was a little concerned when I heard the 2, 3, and 4. But since it's a 4 swap, and we have a 4 this year, to me it's a 2nd, 3rd, and a 7th. I don't care about the 7th. I do care about the 2nd and 3rd. It's a little pricey. But, unlike you guys, I'm in Adams we trust. So, whatever.
Appreciate you,
buddy. Thank you,
buddy. In Devontae Adams, the Commanders trust.
In John Quincy Adams.
Yes. Good phone call. Thank you. You can react to Laremy Tunsil to Washington at 800-636-1067. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. I think two things can be true. This is very pricey. Giving up a 2, a 3, and a 4. You've already depleted this year's draft class to the point where you're really going to have to get creative and hit on some picks. And now you've started to do it with next year's class, which adds to the conversation about building through the draft and pushing your chips in. But you've got a finite window here with Jaden Daniels on a rookie deal. And what have we all been saying for weeks? Upgrade the offensive line. Give this kid the best chance at superstardom. You want to compete with the Eagles in your division? You want to compete with the teams that you're not quite on the level of right now? The best path to that is upgrading the trenches.
Yep.
And Adam Peters has now signed a D-tackle, even though it was a little rich for me. $15 million for Kinlaw, not my favorite move of the day. But went out and got a big D-tackle up the middle to replace Allen and has now signed a starting left tackle. I wonder what they do with Brandon Coleman. Do you kick him inside to guard, where a lot of people felt he was going to play when he got drafted? I think he'd be a really, really good guard. This could be Cosme 2.0, by the way, where you draft a guy, try him at tackle, he's okay, you kick him inside and he becomes really, really good. Or might they kick him over to right tackle?
Mm-hmm.
That allows you to either cut Wiley or move Wiley inside where he once started in Kansas City.
And then that would be for Sam Cosmi, who's recovering from a very late season knee injury, right?
Well, so you could need also something. Start him at left guard over Allegretti.
You could do that too. The point is now you've got options.
Will not be available at the beginning of the year because of the ACL.
Precisely. So to me, my dream, the point that I made, I want 3 new starters along the offensive line, but 2 new players. Coleman was going to start somewhere for me. I don't know if that was left tackle, right tackle, left guard, whatever. He was going to move for me if it was up to me, and I was going to hopefully upgrade whether it was in the draft. Maybe there's a right tackle late in the first round. Maybe it's you trade back at the end of the first round or early second round, something like that. You have to move around the board to find somebody. I did not see this coming. Obviously, I had no idea that a 5-time Pro Bowler and left tackles, you know, a lot of guys will tend to play into their mid-30s, upper-30s really, really well. See Trent Williams and a bunch of other guys at this stage. So to me, this is a price that I would pay every time and twice on Sunday. Like, I understand it's steep with the number of draft picks going in the next year, but you look at the tackle market at the end of the first round, really hard to find one. You need to be usually 10, 11, 12 if you want one of the second or third best guys in the draft. Marquee spot, free agent, huge position premium spot. You're not finding one in free agency. You got to pull the lever somehow, and that's what it costs.
Well, you got to keep Jaden Daniels healthy, period. Yeah. The whole goal of the organization right now is to keep this guy who is not particularly thick, and if he gets crunched in the pocket when he's not expecting it, could get hurt. We saw him basically play mediocre football for a month last year after he got dinged in the ribs. You have to keep him healthy. He looks like he could be one of the great players in the league if he's healthy.
That's right.
Upgrade your offensive line. And there's only so many ways to do that. And they just got one of the best left tackles in football. By the way, PFF graded out Laremy Tunsil as the fourth best Texan overall last year behind Colin Stroud and Diggs, although it was a limited number of snaps. So I would say the third best full-timer for the Texans. And his pass blocking grade of 89 is elite. I mean, as good as it gets around the league this past season from PFF. Speaking of which, Nick Akridge covers the Commanders for Pro Football Focus, and he joins us now. Nick, what do you think about a 2, a 3, and a 4? It's a lot, but Laremy Tunsil's a really good left tackle.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it's a lot, but these left tackles don't, you don't really get an opportunity to get someone like Laremy Tunsil. I'm shocked that the Texans are willing to make that trade. But yeah, you just got yourself an elite left tackle who's just constantly been elite throughout his entire career. I mean, there hasn't really been a season that he has performed anything less than elite. So again, confused as to why the Texans were willing to move on with that, but ecstatic that he's here in Washington.
How does he fit scheme-wise? I mean, I imagine you could put him anywhere, Nick, but just in terms of Kingsbury, fit, design, run, pass game, et cetera, I imagine he'd be a pretty good fit, but specifically to this scheme, how does he work for you?
Yeah, I mean, plug him in instantly left tackle, and I think he doesn't skip a beat. I think, you know, there were some times last year where left tackle was a bit of an issue with Brandon Coleman. He had a decent year, but you have someone like Laremy Tunsil that can step in right away, a tons of experience in the NFL, and I think he can step in right away. He's an athletic player as well, so he can get out in the screen game. But you really don't want to use him for that. He's going to be the protector of Jaden Daniels, and he's going to be very, very good at it.
Laremy Tunsil for a 2, a 3, and a 4 to Washington, their new starting left tackle. It is a lot, but as Nick Akridge of PFF is saying, you're getting a potential elite player at left tackle. How did you guys grade him out? I mentioned the pass blocking grade was amazing. How has he graded out over the years from a run standpoint?
Yeah, from a run standpoint, it's around above average for his entire career. And that's kind of perfectly fine for left tackles. You would rather have them be much better pass blockers than run blockers. But yeah, just kind of above average throughout his whole career, which again is really kind of where you want someone who's going to excel this much in pass blocking. You don't want a huge drop off in the run game, but it's just been, he's been just above average, which is more than enough.
Do you think that they're making moves? I happen to, Nick, I'm kind of tipping my hand here. Do you think that they've been making moves with the Eagles in mind? In other words, like what bothered them about an excellent team that obviously won the Super Bowl? You've got to beat them first before you get out of your own division and maybe go make some noise in the postseason again. It seems to me they've got an eye just up the road to 95 with how they're building this roster.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it also kind of coincides with this is kind of where they were weak in general. I think the trenches were where they were kind of the weakest. But yeah, you've seen exactly what Philly's done. Philly's had an incredible offensive line for almost as long as I can remember. And trying to match that is a good strategy. Trying to match that offensive line strength, trying to match their defensive line strength, it is a great way to kind of attack your team, especially when you've already figured out that quarterback position. We saw what Jaden could do with, you know, somewhat lackluster group of receivers. And I think you just really needed to solidify what you have in the trenches. And I think with this Laremy Tunsil trade, they're definitely doing that.
Nick, my last one is, I know a lot of Washington fans are kind of conditioned to, quote-unquote, build through the draft, right, where you select a bunch of players and they grow and develop and you keep them and it's this nice young core. My point is they're using draft picks, but just in a different, maybe, you know, less traditional way
Laremy
to swing.
Tunsil is all third and fourth and second round pick.
It's not exactly the Ernie Grunfeld methodology, but it's maybe closer to that than some folks are used to. They're bringing in difference makers and using their draft picks as currency. I'm cool with it, but you know, I wonder about sustainability. I wonder, you know, maybe how folks are going to react. Just give me your thoughts there.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But and we saw a team that was one game away from the Super Bowl. I think they realized that they can go and attack right now, and they're not too concerned about, you know, building that stability out. I think you have a window right now, and you do everything that you possibly can to succeed in that window. And I think Laremy Tunsil is the key to that. And, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world to kind of have a quiet draft day. You know, typically Washington is very heavily involved in the draft, especially early on. But it's for me, it's going to be kind of nice to just kind of sit back and relax and kind of not really stress too much about the draft. I think that what they're doing right now with free agency is where I would kind of lean towards.
I know Danny asked you this in passing, but just to drill you down a little bit here. So what's your best guess? Brandon Coleman starts where?
I think left guard. Okay. He played a lot of left guard there at TCU. And I thought he was really good at left guard at TCU. again, this past year, I thought he was fine. I thought he was, you know, for a third round rookie, I thought he played pretty well. He had some moments, but I think moving him to left guard is probably a better fit. And then playing next to someone like Laremy Tunsil is always a good thing to do as well.
No kidding. Why wouldn't he want an extension? 2 years and $42 million left for one of the best players in the league at that position. Don't you think he'll be asking for a new contract?
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that. And then Washington could be in a good position to give him that with all the cap space they currently have. That could be another reason why the Texans might have moved on from him. We'll probably learn more in the next coming days of why they did. I still can't really wrap my head around it. But yeah, you can definitely see an extension down the line.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks, appreciate buddy. The time.
Yeah, you guys have a good one.
Now, I'm getting some reaction on social here at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. We'll hit the phones in a moment. 800-636-1067. If you're just joining us, the Commanders with one of the huge moves of the day in free agency in the NFL, trading a 2, a 3, and a 4, the 2 and the 4 next year, the 3 this year, to the Texans for one of the best left tackles in the league, Laremy Tunsil. And surprisingly to me, Danny, a lot of people are bothered by the draft picks that they're giving up, that they're down now to 2 picks in the first 3 rounds, 4 picks in the first 5 rounds. They've got a 1, a 2, a 4, 1/6, and 1/7. I think people like the idea of, you know, drafting a left tackle at number 7 or whatever. They're picking 29th this year, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
They have one pick in the top, like, 60 selections as it is. So this idea that you're going out and getting the types of guys that you're normally shopping for in the draft when you're picking 2nd, Jaden Daniels, you know, 5th, 7th, 9th, they're picking 29th. So number one, their first-round pick is kind of like a second-round pick. Their second-round pick is kind of like a third-round pick. But also, after years of the draft being the Super Bowl around here, after years of the draft being our little baby, we swaddle it, we look at the draft, and we pet it.
Look at my first mock in October, what quarterback's available.
The draft, it's 7 hours long, I can't wait. They're good now.
Yep.
They're good now. You want a left tackle, you're picking 29th, you gotta trade for a left tackle. You can't find a premier left tackle at 29 in the first round. You want one, you trade draft picks, your precious little draft picks, for Laremy freaking Tunsil, one of the best players in the league. And by the way, Adam Peters, I don't need any more, like, we're building through the draft. The picks mean everything to us. I also don't need him to get the bleep them pick shirts, but he's not far from the bleep them pick shirts. He's not quite Les Snead-ing and Sean McVay-ing this thing, but he's closer to grabbing that shirt than he is hoarding the picks, you know, like he's Bill Belichick in the mid-2000s or whatever.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.